You are listening to episode 331 of Grow Great, the podcast. Greetings and welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'm your host here. The website is growgreat.com. One word. Yeah, one word serves as the title today, and that title is alone. Feeling all alone. It is a serious ailment. It's not fatal, not necessarily, but it can be if you don't get unstuck from it. Leaders too often get stuck in loneliness because the team isn't a team anymore. Well, maybe they never were, not as much as they should be. And maybe they once were, but somehow they've lost their way. Could be that you one time had a culture that you thought would last forever. Everybody was high energy. Everybody was an integral part. That was then. This is now. And now it just feels like everybody is going their own way. Most of all, you feel yourself going your own way, and the alone feeling is crushing. You want to find a way to get it back together, to get everybody in the same boat, rowing in the same direction. You're kind of sick of this everybody makes up their own rules mentality. There are some great individual performers. Okay, yeah, sure, there are others who need to go, but you've lived with them for so long. You didn't think they were as toxic as, well, now you know they were all along. This is not like herding cats. Herding cats is child's play compared to this. This is like pushing water uphill. It feels impossible, seems impossible, and you are feeling as bad as you have ever felt, and it doesn't matter what sales and profits are like. Maybe those are decent. Maybe they're even good, but it doesn't make you feel better because you're smart, you're logical, you're rational enough, you've got evidence, you know it's not going to last. It can't. It can't keep going in the same positive direction. I mean, not with things rolling like this. You need to figure this out. You need to fix this. Well, tendency number one, and this is the wrong tendency, command and control. You are so tired and so sick of people doing their own thing that you decide you're going to clamp down. Yep, you've had it. And with all the panache of a tyrannical dictator, you impose your will on everybody around you. And I know what you're thinking, and I know what you're saying to you. It's high time I took control. High time I took control. And so you do. You take control. Complete control, as much as possible. You replace loneliness with something perhaps even worse. Higher stress of thinking that you have to touch and handle every single thing, and if you don't, it won't get fixed. It's impossible. Logically, you know you cannot do this. Worse yet, you don't even want to do this. Not really. What you want is you want to get things on track. You've got the right motivation. You've just got the crazy, insane, wrong strategy. Stop yourself. Curb your enthusiasm for control and dictatorship. Free yourself. Free yourself and think about the loneliness. Lean into not isolating yourself even more and elevating your paranoia, which is something that every dictator does. Every dictator on the planet, throughout all time and history, they have experienced isolation and heightened paranoia. You will too, because it goes with the turf. How's that going to help? Well, it's not. Tendency number two, this is the right one. This is the one I want to encourage you to lean into. I would ask you to review my five C's, compassion, connection, communication, collaboration, and culture. First, take a look at your talent. To right this ship and to remedy your own isolation, you've got to have the right people. The wrong people can't get this job done. So you got to have the right people. Be vulnerable enough to realize that you may not have the right people. Well, you may not have all the right people. Circle the wagons with the most talented, get this now, the most talented, trusted team members. And if that's one, if that's five, I don't care. Huddle with the team that you trust most, the talented people you trust most. The objective is not to form group think where everybody agrees with you or where everybody agrees with each other. The objective is to surround yourself with people for whom you can openly display compassion and with whom you can most easily connect. It's the only way you're going to have deep enough, clear enough communication to get out of this mess. Foster debate among this group. If you have to, assign a contrarian in each conversation so that somebody can push back and somebody can challenge, and that helps you craft the very best strategy. Second, get really clear on the values. Now, this is soul-searching time. You have to lead the way with your values, but you have to be considerate of your trusted team members, those talented people who can help you move forward, and you have to listen to them. Everybody needs to be able to buy into common values. Now, this has got to feel right to everybody. This cannot be contrived. It can't be faked. It also has to be natural to everybody. This is going to provide the answer in one simple phrase. This is how we do things around here. This is how we do things around here. Third, all communication has got to be congruent with the values. Now, this isn't like America where we enjoy freedom of speech. This is your company. You're the leader. You have to control the communication. You got to make sure that it is in keeping with the values. Now, I'm not saying here, and this doesn't mean that you don't allow dissenters. You don't allow dissenters when it comes to your values. You only allow dissenters when it is appropriate and when it is respectful. When it comes to building a high-performing culture, you are in control. Tell your story the way you need to tell it, period. Number four, value the truth. Team members can't whitewash, can't beat around the bush. People need to be candid and say what they mean and mean what they say. Plain speak is the antidote that is needed. Truthfulness, evidence-based dialogue. This is best done when you stand up in front of your team and you are candidly honest. So lead the way. Number five, manage the politics. This just simply means you're managing the conflict because people get into disagreements over positions. You could call them relationships. They also get into disagreements over the work. I mean, whose job is it? I mean, this is the task that has to happen to get things done. Now, these two areas of conflict, they're not necessarily bad, but they can become very corrupt. Keep it honest. Keep it above board. Shut down bad behavior. Shut down selfish behavior. Shut down ego-filled behavior. And you're all in this, and you are all in this together. So you have to behave like it, and you have to make sure everybody else behaves like it. Number six, praise and encouragement. Reward what you want. Punish what you don't. Focus on the rewards, though. Focus less on the punitive action. Cheer on great behavior. Cheer on great performances. Cheer on great outcomes. It works. And you only doubt it if you've never tried it. Alone isn't permanent. Alone is a culture killer. Don't live with it. Don't live with it any longer. Fix it. Fix it now. Otherwise, you are going to grow increasingly accustomed to it. And you're going to convince yourself that it's just the way it is. No, it is not the way it is. Not if you want to grow great. Today's episode was brought to you by The Peer Advantage. Well, speaking of an antidote for loneliness, The Peer Advantage. Details are found at thepeeradvantage.com. If you are a U.S.-based small to medium-sized business owner and you have interest in no longer going it alone, surrounding yourself with a group of peers, that's other small to medium-sized business owners who want to come together in a virtual online video conferencing platform every other week to spend time sharing insights and experiences and challenges and opportunities so that together and individually you can grow and grow great then this is ideal for you. All the details and the application form can be found at thepeeradvantage.com. The podcast, well, you can find that over at growgreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. Be well, do good, grow great. Make it a great Friday. Make it a great weekend. Here in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, it's OU Texas weekend. If you're a college football fan, and I am, and I'm a Sooner fan. I was born in Oklahoma. I live in Texas, but go OU. Boomer Sooner, and I will see you, Lord willing, on Monday.